Well, let's speak now to Ayelet Shaked in Tel Aviv. She was Israel's interior minister until last year, and before that served as minister for justice. Ayelet Shaked, thank you very much for coming on the program. I just wonder what your reaction is to something which I heard from one of your most decorated soldiers, Radik Shafir, the other day. You know, he was the man who launched the attack on the nuclear reactor in Osirak in 1981, and he told me that going into Gaza with ground troops, even if you kill Hamas commanders, is a very bad idea, because the amount of damage, especially to the civilian population, will be so enormous, it'll just create a new generation of Hamas leaders. What do you think?
We didn't choose it. You know, Hamas launched a barbaric genocidal attack on Israel. They committed atrocities that humanity has never seen in the 21st century, and we just didn't have a choice. After they slaughtered our babies, they murdered our women, they murdered whole families, they did horrible atrocities and tortured children, we just didn't have any choice. And we said to the population in Gaza, go to the south, south of Gaza River. But the Hamas used their own population as a human shield.
But this soldier, this Israeli soldier, was telling me that actually you do have a choice. There is a clever way of doing this that does not create an even greater threat for Israel down the road, saves thousands of civilian lives in the process, and doesn't isolate you in the region. And the government at the moment seems to be saying, we don't care.
I don't think that the government don't care. You see, that we didn't choose this war. For many years, we just hope that we can live next to each other. But after the massacre on Black Saturday, we realized that it's either us or them. We will not stop until we will eliminate the Hamas. From their leadership till the last soldiers, they are all dead men walking, and there is no other choice to do it if you're not using ground assault.
Right. You say it's either us or them. The question is, what do you mean by them? Let me just read you what you wrote on your Facebook page in 2014, if I may. You wrote, behind every terrorist stand dozens of men and
it's
women.
It's not me. Just a second. I want the to terrorists correct could not- you. I didn't write it. I just quote an article of one of the journalists in Israel. So I didn't wrote it.
Right. Because can I just finish the quote there? It says essentially that, you know, Palestinian civilians, including the mothers of terrorists, need to be killed in order to make the threat go away. So you're telling me you don't believe that?
Okay. No, I didn't wrote it. But I want to tell you something, that one of the terrorists called his parents after he murdered an Israeli young woman. And he called his mother and father and said, Mom, Dad, I just murdered an Israeli woman and I murdered 10. And you know what his parents told him?
Right.
Go ahead, son. Well done. Murder more.
Does that mean that the father or the mother who replied in that way is a fair target for the IDF?
No, it's not. But all the Hamas soldiers, from the leadership till the last soldiers, are all targets, because they actually did the most horrible massacre since the Holocaust. And you need to understand, it's either us or them. And regarding the population, the civilian that didn't interfere, by the way, hundreds of civilians did join the massacre. They just crossed the border, they raped women, they steal, they murdered, and they kidnapped our children. They were civilian, not just the Hamas soldiers. You need to understand that as well.
And we have documented that a lot, and we feel your pain. It was a terrible tragedy that happened to your country. But what I'm wondering is both the morality of what is happening to Palestinian civilians, not all of whom support Hamas by any means, and also whether it's sensible, because at the end of the day, you're still going to have to live next to these people and they're going to live next to you. So what's the arrangement going to be? What's the big plan?
But they can choose. If they don't want to be a human shield to the Hamas, they can move to the south and be safe. And if you ask me what is the end game, Hamas will not be there anymore. So, you know, I think that the international community should like do a alliance of maybe Arab countries and just, you know, do something international there, because the Hamas will not be there until we finish.
Right. Okay. Ayelet Shaked, thank you very much indeed for joining us.